I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, presented by the Men's Clinic on Sports Radio 610. Watch this.
There's a team that the Rockets could face that has really started to worry me. And so I listened to this this morning. I wasn't watching it live. And I know it's a little disrespectful to the Rockets. But as much as you might want to disagree with Charles Barkley, I don't disagree with him.
The Clippers might be the second best team in the West.
I don't think that's crazy, though.
When healthy.
When healthy. But they're healthy. Hey, Kawhi Leonard's amazing to me, man.
Yes, he is amazing.
Huh?
Yes.
I've never seen a guy.
Never.
Duke never plays basketball.
Never.
And comes back.
Like he played, been playing somewhere else. Like he was playing in overseas and just came back and played here. Because he does not miss a beat. He doesn't look hurt, Chuck.
He does not.
It's amazing.
Over the Rockets, the Lakers, and Nuggets.
Yes, I think the Clippers are the best team after the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Man, I'm telling you, I broached the topic, I guess, earlier this week, maybe last week.
You did.
They were playing pretty darn well. Kawhi's getting off a little bit on consistently. They might be the second best team in the conference right now, when healthy, as Chuck said.
I mean, when healthy, if we're being honest, and maybe mm-hmm. you say the Thunder have been kind of coasting a little bit, it might be the best team. Yeah. I have not done my, you know me, I could be a little bit of a nerd.
You got to dig in some.
I could be a nerd sometimes, go look at these numbers. I have realized I have not jumped up and just like played around with these numbers a little bit. Looking at advanced stats over the last 10 games, and maybe that's a little shallow. Maybe mm-hmm. I should look at the last 15 or what have you. You look at last 15 games as well. You look at net rating, so offensive mm-hmm. rating compared with defensive rating. Like they have the best net rating by a long shot.
Yeah.
Like they have been scoring and they have been locking up the other teams, and it is just I did not realize the Clippers were on this time, my bad.
On the other hand, still the Clippers.
That's the only
clip
is what you're saying.
Still the Clippers.
And see, that's the only thing, because if we're saying it might be a scary team for mm-hmm. the Rockets,
yeah,
then I can kind of roll with it a little bit. But the second best team in the West means they will probably be in the Eastern Conference Finals.
But if you just eliminate...
Or the Western Conference Finals.
If you just eliminate the jersey, I really do think they are. At least, as you put it, second best team. At least second best.
Yeah. Now, the thing with them is always that injury question is a big one, mm-hmm. right? Are somewhat arthritic knees of Kawhi show up where he misses a couple of games, and now you're expecting James Harden to carry you through mm-hmm. In a way that he can to some degree, but also depends on what the teams look like across from him. And then, of course, as always is with the NBA, what's the matchup, right? Matchups
sure.
dictate so much of this. Sometimes we don't even acknowledge how much the matchup matters here. But yeah, no, this Clippers team. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I was wilding. What was it last week when I was like, I'd like to see them? No, I wouldn't. I was stupid. Probably still am, to be completely honest.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To my confession. I don't think I'm stupid about this in particular, though. There is something that I look forward to about getting older. And Gary Player, you know, the legendary golfer.
That guy's amazing.
Exhibited it perfectly. Mm-hmm. Perfectly. He was obviously, you know, he's at the Masters because he is a dignitary that is supposed to be as such. But he was asked a question, mind you, about eating fast food. Mm-hmm. Like, that was kind of funny. He was at, because Tiger Woods in 97, when he won the Masters, he famously ate Arby's every single night, which, speaking of trying to find yourself the right accommodations for a bathroom. But he said, I was wondering, when was the last time you had any fast food, Gary
mm-hmm,
Player?
Mm-hmm.
I will read you verbatim where Gary Player's response was. You ready?
Yes.
Gary Player. Well, you don't reach 90 as I do if you eat a bunch of crap. I could tell you that. But that's your choice. Everybody has a choice. I want to live to 100 because I love people. I love golf. I just love life. Continuing. I've got a young girlfriend. I've changed my life. How about that? At 90, finding a girlfriend. Tom is not as old as me, but he's also found a new one. I'll tell you what, guys. You all, you or your wife is going to die. One of the spouses are going to die, and it's not the end of life. So many people, that does happen, and they get so disheartened that they don't think that they should continue life. The greatest gift bestowed upon a man or a woman is life. So my ambition is to reach 100. So I went to India and I met with my gerontologist, and he gave me 11 things to work on, which I hear to. It's still going.
That guy's amazing.
I love it so much.
He's amazing.
I want to get old and just accost people with my conversation. Like old people can just talk to you about anything. You have to sit there and listen. They can go anywhere. It doesn't matter what they're talking about. You have to give them a level of respect. Where you just listen to them.
We talked about it yesterday.
Especially with the older people with way more pep in the step.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dude, yesterday, the honorary T, at the Masters, he was one of them, he and Jack Nicklaus and Tom Watson. He hit his drive 255 yards.
Lovely.
255.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Incredible. Yeah, so he was just like, you ask me about fast food, I will not talk about that. You know what I want to talk about?
Yeah.
My new young girlfriend, who, mind you, young is 83.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
I was thinking maybe 60s.
Nope.
Yeah.
83. But he's like, hey, I got this young hotness over here. Let me tell you about it, young fella.
Look at her.
I'm trying to get to 100, young fella. And it's like, I asked you about fast. You know what?
It's about cool. Fast
it's
food.
All right. These are my
confessions. So I watched that porn movie John Lopez watched.
What?
Oh, I'm glad. Was
what?
I wrong?
What?
Was I wrong?
I watched the movie.
It is not pornographic, actually. Mm-hmm. Well, not... I guess legally, all right, I'll just let you handle that. I was trying to make sure we recover, but I don't know what to
do. I got to confess, I feel like Lopez was overreacting a little bit.
Oh, to Anora?
It was at least 30 to 45 minutes of the first 30 to 45 minutes. Anora is the movie, and if you weren't listening earlier, I said...
But porn is a stretch.
Dude.
It was a lot of love making.
Well, it was...
It was a lot of love making. But it wasn't like, oh my God, what in the world is...
But it was 40 minutes at least. The first 40 minutes. Go back.
You were watching again. You didn't watch it right, he said.
No, this is my other confession, mm-hmm. too. That movie, did that movie win some awards?
Best Picture.
It did.
That movie was awful,
yes.
Man. Like, I don't know what the, like, dog, I thought it was like a serious movie or a romantic movie. Mm-hmm. And then it became like a comedy.
Yeah.
Like, it was like a drama, and then it became a comedy.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is going on? And then the way the movie ended was was kind of confusing.
Well, I didn't see the end.
Yeah, I seen the end. I tell you what, like that, the first, I guess, 40 minutes you watched, yeah. I don't know how much you watched, but yeah. It was no more of that love making.
Is that right?
That movie was so bad. I couldn't believe. How did that win Best Picture, man?
Best Picture.
Show me how did that win Best Picture, man. Because that was a rough movie to watch. Me and my wife was just sitting there like, huh?
Why'd y'all watch it?
I thought it was a good movie. I heard Lopez kind of was like.
Well, oh. I started watching because it was Best Picture. I said, well, I got to see this.
Yeah, so
and
I'm like,
40
you know
minutes
what?
In, I'm like, enough with the sex scenes. Let's get going here.
I tried to step outside the box a little bit. Yeah. I'm like, you know what? Let me see what this is about.
Mm-hmm.
Got through the sex scenes. It wasn't as bad as you said.
It was pretty bad. It was pretty bad.
But
every which way is
that movie was bad.
From the 832, John watched the wrong movie.
Maybe I did click on the wrong thing.
Probably did. Yeah, because it wasn't as bad because my wife would have been like, whoa. She would have said something like that. But it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. But the actual movie was bad, man. Mm-hmm. I don't see how this movie won anything.
Mm-hmm.
This was borderline Tubi movie to me, man.
Tubi.
Yeah, no, this was a bad movie, man. Yeah. I don't see how that movie won anything.
Well, it was. I never saw the end of it. I was like, all right, that's enough. Let's move on. Let's go watch Frasier or something.
Ah, yes.
These are my confessions.
All right, so you know me by now. I am not an advocate or a believer in jinxes and superstitions.
Oh, I love. I'm waiting for the butt here.
Uh-oh.
I'm feeling nervous about this much confidence I have in Lance McCullers coming back.
Yeah, like, so stop mentioning him. Don't look
like,
at him.
Like we talked about it earlier. I was talking about it yesterday with my son. We always go out and go to his house for dinner on Thursdays. I'm like, yeah, I think he's going to do it this time. I think he's going to come back. Got to start tomorrow, Saturday, I mean. I think.
That's tomorrow.
Last night it wasn't.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And so. I'm like, I think McCullough's going to come back. And then this morning when we talked about it, I'm like, man, I'm jinxing this, aren't I?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in jinxes or superstitions, but I think I'm jinxing.
I don't believe in jinxes or superstitions either, but I told you. I feel uncomfortable every time I mention it, and I do believe in jinxes as far as they allow me to do things that I already wanted to do. So it's going to be your fault.
I'll take
it. I'll let you know.
I'll take it because I'm the one that's been the most skeptical of him ever coming back.
Yeah, I kind of stopped paying attention to the whole, oh, he had another rehab start, all that stuff, because we went through this before. And then afterwards, it's like, oh, we see some more swelling or a setback.
Soreness.
Yeah. So I'm just like, man, I don't care until he get in the Astros uniform and make a start or appearance
and
or whatever.
And finishes a start.
Yes. He need about three starts for me to be like, all right, I think he's back now.
Yeah.
I ain't doing that no more.
He gonna be standing up there accepting the Cy Young and figures gonna be like, I'm not sure.
That's
sure.
That's only one good year.
Yeah, he gonna be 20 games in. I'm like, I think he about back.
I don't know.
Yeah.
These are my confessions.
All right, so we were mentioning earlier. In fact, Peyton Pendergrass was also mentioning earlier. Joe Flacco back in our lives. He is signed a 1-year deal with the Browns, and I think Sean was mentioning it as a. As
great kinda, analogy.
As one of those, you know, when you got someone over at the crib, but you ready for them to go, you're like, hey,
getting a little late, you
turn
know?
Turn up the lights, turn down the music.
I think I'm about to go and get to sleep. What you about to get into?
Yeah. Where you headed to next? What's the next move for you?
And if they won't leave.
They won't leave. I took that personally because I think I'm not quite that. I don't believe I'm that. But Figgy, you remember at your part, you had your party.
Yeah.
Who was one of the last people to leave?
Yeah, you was.
I was there. I like hanging out. Yeah. I like chilling. Like if I went to a place, I'm here to be at the place. Now, I don't think that I overstay. However,
well, maybe others do.
I was like, maybe I need to go ask some people, but I like hanging out.
Yeah.
Did I overstay, Figgy? You could tell me if I did.
No, I don't think so because I think it was you, my boy Rocket. Mm-hmm. Y'all was kind of hanging around too. Like, I'm totally fine with it. I was kind of glad that everything went okay.
But what if the party didn't start at noon and started at 6 and he's there at 12:30?
12:30?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to stay too
long.
Well,
you just said you do.
Well, I said I hang out. I wait till the party. Like, I'm there till the party's over.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
But I'm not overstaying. Yeah. And at least I help clean up too. Like, I'll do that. I'll do that.
Yeah, I think Lopez got me like that one time, man, because I felt like I overstayed. I think I brought something back to you.
Really?
Yeah. I think I went over to your. I think I had to bring. I don't know if it was like a. What was? I forgot what it was.
Yeah.
And y'all was like, oh, yeah, come have some wine. I'm like, all right, cool. Got a glass of wine, sitting there talking. And then Lopez do his typical Lopez thing. Like, all right, then. His wife was like, wait, he got to finish his wine.
I don't even remember that.
I'm like, let me kill his wine real quick.
He's like, no, Warner, let me throw this back right quick and get out of here.
I did that right, thing. Man. I don't even remember that.
Hit the old dusty trail.
You could tell when Lopez ready to go. Even in our little show meetings, all righty then.
Yep.
All righty then.
Stand up. Grab my backpack.
He'd be like, yep, good deal.
All right.
All righty then.
That's how we ended the segment, mind you. Nope, Lopez, we time to go.
You get in.
You overstand, Lopez.
You get in.
All right, good deal.
You do what you need to do, and then you get out.
Yep, that's right.
Good deal. Yep, that's good right. Deal.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Those are our Lunchtime Confessions presented by the Men's Clinic. Shout out to Champ on the YouTube page. I appreciate the quote about life, talking about Gary Player. This last week has been hard. Today is the first anniversary of my best friend passing.
Oh.
Appreciate 610 being so awesome. Hey, love you. Salute, love
man.
You too, friend. Glad to be here for all of our listeners rocking with us on this Friday. All right, coming up next, if you could magically fix one Astro.
All right, then.
Who would you pick? Let's discuss that next.
Good deal.